Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology with a view to supporting you through the ups and downs and in making more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. And this episode is for the week beginning Monday, April 15th. We switch into Taurus season. And this is a busy switch. If things have felt like there's been a lot of change, especially since last week's eclipse extravaganza, then it doesn't stop just yet. The season switch into the prosperous bull zodiac sign is accompanied by one of this year's most prolific conjunctions, Jupiter and Uranus. And I feel like everything has been prolific and massive and a fresh cycle page turn kind of shift recently. But the reason why this one is so massive is that this is the first Jupiter-Uranus meetup since 2011, which portends some revolution of some kind, or a breakthrough, a plot twist, a surprise, a big win even. And this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction's key theme is all about valuing an alternative path. It is also potential fortune and good luck for a handful of signs, so stay tuned to find out if yours is one of them. I'm pretty excited to unravel this aspect in this episode, where I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart, which is called the solar charting method. It is the basic foundational experience happening for your zodiac sign, and it's pretty solid as a standalone piece of guidance. You can really utilize this info to prepare yourself. But sometimes you just want to go a lot deeper, and I get that. A private reading can help you go deeper and look at specific dates and events showing up for you, including their themes and the reason why. Or alternatively, a reading can just isolate and go into your purpose, looking at strengths, weaknesses, and utilizing those to your advantage. Readings are currently closed because it's like as soon as they open, they get fully booked within a few days. So if you want to be notified of when readings open up again, so we can chat about your needs, or if you're ready to just book when the time comes, then use the sign up link below and I'll be connecting with you as soon as possible. In the meantime, for those who want to go a bit deeper and get even more specifics without the reading just yet, there are subscription only ongoing bonus content episodes if you sign up via Spotify. And then there are all those episodes plus written analysis too if you want to sign up over on Patreon, and I'll link both of those below. So it's a season change week from Aries to Taurus, from the first house to the second house, from high-powered, mind-driven, ambitious energy to weaning off of chaos and frantic movement in favor of a more preservation type vibe and increased hunger, literal hunger, maybe a natural part of this switchover because Taurus is the first sign on the wheel that symbolizes food, the others being Cancer, Virgo, Scorpio, but in a unique way, Scorpio's elimination of food. And then Pisces is also nutritional. Whichever sign the sun is in during the day, the week, the month of the year, because the sun represents around 70% of life experienced, the theme of the sign comes through hard. And while in Taurus it's about eating better, it's about eating well and good, it's about eating quality, eating for fuel, and eating for the purpose of enhancing your effectiveness and your activities. Because there are different types of consumption across the board. There's consumption for growth, and in information consumption, this would be learning stuff, and in food, it would be protein. There's consumption for entertainment, which would be information wise, that would be movies and things like gossip. And with food, that's things like your snacks, things you just grab to munch on. There's emotionally driven consumption, stress driven consumption. There are all kinds of different reasons that you would grab for something to put in your mind and or your mouth. This week, important choices mean selecting the best food that gives you the most energy and not ignoring an increased hunger if it does show up. One thing's for sure, this does not make a good diet season. The challenge of this sign switch is, can you change speed? Can you come out of the life-sustaining high-octane pace of Aries season into an awareness that thinks on your feet and creates opportunity by being selective? But not just that, but by being confident with your selectivity. It's a time of doing less, but that doesn't mean doing worse. And as the saying goes, sometimes less is more. It's like the idea of quality over quantity. On the same day the Sun switches into Taurus this week, there is also a Mercury retrograde conjunction to Venus in Aries. The thing about transits is that you first identify the positive and the challenging nature of the planet and then grasp the idea of the aspect. And then you combine all of these things. So Mercury in its highest energy is a receptive, open mind, its use of intelligence, a willingness to learn. And in its lowest, it is resistant to new information. It's nervousness and anxiety. It's aimless activity just to fill a space. Venus, in its highest expression, is to do with strong allies, connections. It's also the opportunity to rest, thanks to having resource needs met, even if that's just for a moment. And then in its lowest expression, it would be self-indulgence. It would be greed or manipulation of others through slick charm. And where a conjunction is a blending of these themes, so let's say Mercury blended with Venus in its highest energy could be a willingness to learn something from someone that you trust and value. Or maybe it's an open mind to making the most of what you have. And the combination in the lowest expression might be people being unwilling to learn from others because of thinking they already know. Or the sensation of not having enough, not necessarily in lack mindset, but maybe a little bit of greed. The Mercury retrograde conjunct Venus in Aries aspect could also be anything from you getting a second chance in love. It's a very return of the X dynamic, but in this situation, making its aspect to Venus, there's a good reason for this revisitation in romance. Maybe there's unfinished business or something that needs to be recapped or debriefed within past or present connections. This is a good time to discuss relationships overall, or to sell someone you love them, or to lay down your requirements within relationships. This is not so much ultimatums, but more so conditions. And a lot of practices preach the whole unconditional love concept. But what if that love hurts? Relationship conditions are 1,000% necessary. I said what I said. It's what stops you getting hurt. So long as the conditions are not arrogant or unfair, so long as they're your authentic truth and needs, then conditions in love or relationships of any kind for your safety are absolutely okay. Conditions are to meet each other's needs in any relationship. When you know what you need, and again, as long as that's fair and healthy and not bad and negative, conditions are necessary. And I think another way to say this is just, it's holding yourself and holding each other accountable for understanding the unique requirements that are in different types of connected love. So if Mercury retrograde conjunct Venus is not about love, then it may be about rebudgeting. And if it's not money or love, it could be receiving a second chance to do something when you get a letter or an email invitation sent to you this week. More aspects showing up this week. Mars in Pisces makes 2 sextiles, 1 to Jupiter and 1 to Uranus. And if you're not yet familiar with aspects, the sextile is when 2 planets are 1/6 of a circle away from each other or just 60 degrees apart. The reason Mars makes 2 sextiles is because the planets it's making these sextile aspects to happen to be next to each other. So of course, what Mars does to one, it does to the other, which is a good segue into the biggest aspect of the week, Jupiter conjunct Uranus, but not so fast because I want to focus back to these Mars aspects first as they provide a bit of a warm-up. Mars in Pisces sextile to Jupiter in Taurus is described in traditional astrology as lucky, but going deeper than that, it is lucky action. These next few aspects are all deemed as lucky, just each in a different way. They're all filled with potential fortunate situations, but with specific circumstances necessary to be able to cash in on said luck. As in short, it won't happen. The good thing, the lucky thing, will not happen without effort. And it's like my favorite example ever. You can have a birth chart that shows someone is destined to be a lottery winner, but if they don't buy the ticket, then the win can't happen. So Mars sextile Jupiter first. Is correct action blessed with what seems to be luck? And someone once told me, luck is of your own making. Yeah, we've all heard that before. But they broke it down in a really interesting way with the letters L, U, C, K standing for labouring, L, under, U, correct, C, knowledge, K, as in, if you do the right thing, labour under correct knowledge. That's correct knowledge, which has likely come from relearning the process of something that you already do. This is the earlier mentioned Mercury retrograde conjunct Venus point of relearning something in a better, more valuable, more quality way. Something you relearn how to do this week is going to be that correct knowledge you need. Then you get the positive results of said effort. And aspects are really just indicative portals where at this time, if you do the right things towards a certain goal in alignment with the symbolism, you won't be able to help but fall into luck, which makes this week great for putting extra effort into something that you want to be a positive outcome. And yet obviously you want everything that you do to have a positive outcome. It's just that sometimes the environment is ripe for it and then sometimes it's not. Identifying the timing is what is key. The possibilities of what you can expand on and elevate are going to be different depending on your sign. But in general, business or any kind of enterprise grows massively, mainly through concentrated behind the scenes discipline. Most, if not all, things are likely to go in your favor. Now add on to that the fact that this Mars also makes the same sextile aspect to Uranus in Taurus. This is about needing to break with the standard routine that you've been hitched to. Not disruptively or angrily, just more like dropping unnecessary extraneous things and dialing in just on the important stuff, like the earlier Taurus season message of quality over quantity, by focusing on just a handful of things that you want to see raise up to a successful level. You might get to see those results quicker than usual, which is the irony of moving slower and being, you know, more dialed in and more concentrated. It's hyper-focus on just a couple of very important things, very important goals. That is what actually creates the most phenomenal results. So the big aspect this week, which is on the 20th if you are in the USA or the 21st in Europe, Jupiter conjuncts Uranus. One reason this aspect is so spoken about and so significant is because of Jupiter-Uranus having such long orbit times where Jupiter takes 12 years to move around the sun and Uranus 84 years. Therefore, this meetup happens only every 12 to 14-ish years. But the last time a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction occurred in Taurus was over 80 years ago and is very much a luck cycle, thanks to Jupiter's symbolism of luck, expansion, and opportunity, crossed with the Uranus key themes of surprise, excitement, shock, and distinguishing your true identity. I'll be releasing a bonus content episode just for this aspect later on this week, so keep eyes peeled for that. But interestingly, the day after two previously mentioned Mars effort aspects to these both planets, Mars aspecting Jupiter, which is, you know, the quality of action over quantity, Mars aspect Uranus means disrupting the status quo of what you usually do. This conjunction offers an almost 24-hour potential boomerang effect, where it's like what you do on the run-up to Thursday or Friday could start showing signs of paying off from Saturday onwards. And within 2 weeks from Saturday, you could find a momentum of increase and growth times 100, as long as you've done the work and you've trimmed the fat elsewhere. Now, in the low expression, Jupiter is laziness, is overconfidence bordering on arrogance. It's like putting in half the effort and feeling entitled to the full rewards. And low vibe Uranus is when it's difficult to be your unique self because of a pressure to conform to the herd. It's the feeling that you can't fight against the odds, that you can't be different. And trying to please the masses with what you do, action-wise, could mean that a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity slips away. So while the undesirable potential might be missing out on a very special chance of something, because of being too lazy, too overconfident, leading to inaction, because you trust a little bit too much that something will take care of itself, I'm here to say that in this moment, it won't. You need to do the do. And in doing what's necessary, the positive development of this meetup represents a streak of good luck and some kind of sudden rise to success much quicker than you expected if you seize opportunities to isolate the necessary steps, to break away from conforming, whether that's the conforming to your own existing patterns because they're already there, or conforming to society's requirements or what you perceive them to be. If you find yourself in a moment of change or alternative choices and you catch yourself saying, but I thought this, but I thought that, then you're already hitting an L. That's a loss. It's a loss if you're trying to justify yourself, reasons for staying in the same situation or reasons for keeping things traditional. Because right now, it's not about what you thought. It's not about what you thought things were or should be. Mainly because what you thought has been based on things that are now slowly or maybe even quickly becoming outdated. Contesting change to keep things the same is not the best path right now. Being weird and different is. So if you feel uncomfortable because you thought something was a certain way in a fixed, rigid manner, gently remind yourself that there is more than one path that you can take to find and claim your win. Jupiter-Uranus conjunct suggests unpredictable events this week, but I'm still going to use astrology to try and attempt to predict them for each sign, which will be included in the zodiac sign readings. And it's interesting, this aspect has been called the biggest aspect of the year, and it represents the need for restraint of some kind. If you managed to check out the exclusive bonus content episode, you'll remember that it described the recent shift of Pluto into the second degree of Aquarius, which is the degree of decrease. So this idea of restraint seems similar to that. And it's not decrease in the sense of lack. It's more like narrowing things down, whittling things down, specifying things and honing in on things. It's getting rid of the redundant. And it's really just keeping things simple. This aspect can then indicate some enlightenment that falls upon you suddenly. So either a surprise situation, information, the win itself, or similar moment of this abrupt success, which may appear to come from the most obscure, unforeseen place. And it's that this, as a turning point, requires you to do something very different from what you've been doing. For example, if you've always shared good news, then don't do that anymore. If you've always helped others, no matter where you're at personally, sorry to say, but don't do that, at least for now. It's about dialing into the steps that lead to your desired result with some preservation-based awareness, not making some of the same mistakes as before, and being super cautious, super private, super selective, then things will inevitably start to look up. The next time this aspect happens, for reference, is in 2037. So yes, everyone's saying it, but this is a huge page turn type of week where you've got the chance to do the damn thing and be victorious with it too. On Sunday, the end of the week or beginning of the week, depending on how you plan the weeks, the Sun in Taurus squares Pluto in Aquarius. And again, Pluto made a theme change last week. There's an episode on that. I'll link that below. This square is about appropriately delegating your energy. And this just seems to be the core week message. Checking in with whether or not what you're doing is reasonable, if it's valuable, or if you're doing a whole bunch of nothing really, just spinning wheels with just a very few of the high caliber things, the necessary or the important things thrown in. To reiterate, quality over quantity. No matter what your mind tells you about needing to be doing more, the weekend's aspect could be read as an omen of confrontation. Maybe it's self-confrontation. You know, it might be this internal instability because of having to do something very, very unusually different. So naturally it feels weird. And naturally you might not like that. It could also be being ticked off with yourself for missing out on an opportunity because you were spreading yourself too thin and not using the benefit of hyperfocus. And I really hope that that's not the case. I hope it's the pressure of change that just feels weird but offers you growth at the end, where your actual changed habits demand more of your identity to adapt, and also what you identify with gives you space for more uniqueness in order to be your true self. Each horoscope is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries, as it shifts from your season into Taurus season, there's more focus on value of everything. You've had your celebrations, you're back into go mode, and the sun shines a spotlight on your income, your finances, your possessions, and it's now that you might decide on a specific goal or something very particular that you want to go for. And it might be a very personal thing. Money and love are semi-linked in the astrology chart. So it may be either or both of those things. Someone could show an interest in talking to you about romance, and if not romance, then you may be negotiating with another. You're insatiably curious and eager to be involved in a variety of goals. You want to do a variety of things, and you know how to use your experiences to benefit your development. Your self-expression is inspired. It's imaginative, which makes this a very good time to seriously consider sending in an application or signing something. It's like making an agreement this week gives you this achievement of freedom. Signing some paper, some kind of paperwork this week, it brings excitement. It brings the opportunity of fun. It brings potential of a fresh direction and freedom, which you much more prefer compared to a monotonous or restricting routine. Working in or pursuing a new job where you get to use a hidden talent is a potential. So with the idea of putting the work in, make sure you are searching for valid, attractive opportunities to work in a field using a unique skill that you might be nervous about using. But FYI, it's time to start using that skill, and you are ready. The big Jupiter conjunct Uranus aspect could be that travel you start planning now, but is for your future, is likely to be life-changing. Or you receive some confirmation of paperwork this week that is equally life-changing. Which means if you put in something, if you applied for a job, if you booked tickets, if you searched for something, if you signed and wrote and formally put forward some kind of paperwork, then you secured your lucky breakthrough, coming to you in return and offering you freedom. All of these actions fit your strong desire to grow as a person, as well as to increase your security, your assets, to capitalize on your available resources, and to explore ways for you to increase as an individual. If you are generous to a fault, you should learn to be more conservative now. And by the end of the week, don't let someone else sway your decision, no matter how much they try. To get more from your horoscope, consider listening to the reading for your Earth sign. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born. It's opposite yours on the wheel. It tells you more about the earthly happenings. And your Earth sign is Libra. Also consider listening to your soul sign. This is the sign the sun was in. 3 months before you were born, it's said to be when the soul path is confirmed. Your soul sign is Capricorn and lets you know a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes. And then there's the reading for your rising sign. This is the sign that was crossing the horizon when you were born, and in astrology is also called the ascendant. If you don't know what your ascendant is, use a calculator below to find out. This would be the most event-oriented reading for you. This week for Taurus begins your season. This is your official new year that is starting, because this is basically the time that you entered the world. You started your life experience. So happy new you year. Optimism can be boosted, although only really if you make some serious life changes. If you're not making any life changes, then the opposite is possible, which is pessimism. It's a good time for communication regarding relationship. It's a good time for telling people you love them. And you may even receive kind words and declarations of love from others towards yourself. You get wonderful gifts and benefits from others, whether monetary, physical, valuable gifts or other kinds of offerings that just melt your heart and support your well-being and show you that there are people who care for you deeply. Some money owed to you might very well find its way back into your hands this week too. The big conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus in your sign of Taurus is bigger for you than anybody else. Might be a development of fresh optimism, more than you've had before, and just several blessings come your way that give you multiple options to pick a unique and unusual path forward. This could be stepping out of the rat race, or it could be travel, or it's some security that lets you wander aimlessly for a minute without, you know, having to put down any type of certainty about what you're doing or where you're going. Opportunities that happen now just give you a sense of freedom. which satisfies your rebel at heart nature, and it allows you to develop in your own way. But your irresponsibility, as it appears to others, it's not a responsibility, but that is how it will appear to others, it may irritate people. And your disregard for rules and traditional approaches makes you seem unstable. But whatever, you're supposed to be 100% against the grain now. And part of this might be a change of residence. This is likely the most important part, so try not to resist it. Try not to get sucked into staying where you've been calling home for the last year or so, because benefits and luck for you sit elsewhere. For more depth with your horoscope reading, consider listening to the sign of your earth sign. It's your opposite sign, or sister sign, they call it. Your earth sign is Scorpio, and it lets you know a little bit about what's going on in the earthly happenings this week for you. And then there's your soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your soul path developed. Your soul sign is Aquarius, and listening to that lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And then there is the event aligned reading that is going to tell you more about the exactness of happenings this week for you. That's the reading for your ascendant sign or the rising sign. Both names are used in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant sign is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Gemini, the switch into Taurus season is a little bit heavy for you, in that moving slow isn't very comfortable. It's not your favorite speed. And if you don't do it willingly, which might be a challenge, it could be forced on you, which might not feel nice. Or you might stumble upon a secret by accident, which could stress you out. You want to do things that fill you with satisfaction. And that does include relax, but you still want to feel successful. You still want to feel fulfilled in what you're doing. You want peace and passion, but you want the peace to the point that you might decide to put your hand up and pass up on an offer so that you have less intense commitments and more space to heal and more space to recover. A relationship or business partner may be more energetic and supportive to the point that it's them that helps you get through this week. You might find yourself being led by them. Thankfully, and hopefully it's someone that you love and trust implicitly. Let the other take the initiative, whoever it may be in your life. They're here to help you, especially as it may seem like your usual friends are few and far between right now, and you've had a hard time relying on connecting with community and your social circle. So again, keep it to the most important close people you trust. With that being said, meeting someone new, so maybe the decrease in friendships is because the quality of your connections is shifting and it makes space for newness. But meeting someone new creates an unexpected partnership that brings opportunity for career development or expansion in some way that's very, very freeing. The surprise this week may also be a surprise piece of paperwork, a legal agreement that changes your life somehow, something that's been maybe causing anxiety and fear, making it difficult for you to fulfill future objectives. Like there's been an obstacle in the way that is a very necessary part of moving forward. And without dealing with it, without getting confirmation or approval, you've been living in some kind of limbo. Through the end of next week, your mental focus is sharp. And you really have to use your intellectual brain with the matter that you're getting ready to conclude and clear up once and for all. To get more depth from your readings, consider listening to your earth sign reading. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. And it tells you more about the earthly happenings for you this week. Your earth sign is Sagittarius. And also listen to the reading for your soul sign. It's the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path is confirmed before your arrival. It tells you about what's going on behind the scenes. And your soul sign is Pisces. And the most event aligned reading for you is going to be for the rising sign, also known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Cancer, the new season, Taurus season, really supports you going for your wildest dreams and trying your best to feel confident about it. Quality over quantity in your efforts means that you'll hone in on that target much better now than if you were trying to do and be everything to and for everyone. So it's a great week to organize a schedule for the important tasks you have, like that one big goal. Close your eyes. What is it? What's the one biggest objective you have right now? And it's likely to be something to do with or offering you independence and satisfaction in a career space or regarding where you live or both. You'll have this seesaw experience between not wanting to be alone, but also not wanting to connect with just anyone. So if it feels healthy and correct, go out and socialize. And if you do receive invitations to social events, choose wisely your response, yes and no. If it's to do with and connecting with people who you have a lot of interests in common, or you could start a pretty cool, large scale project with, then you'll probably feel ready to dive into that. Get socializing. Your future path is on your mind and it's likely to be very demanding right now. And just willy-nilly empty socializing is blah, it's just not it. You do have to stay on schedule and on track with these goals and things that you set, but it's so unbelievably worth it that it won't feel all that difficult, especially knowing, I hope you know, that the results and the reward potential of you sticking to step one, step two, step three, step four, all the way through to step 10 of this goal, the win you get from this is astronomical. So where your professional life demands that you do more positive action, do it. Show up. Other areas of life will become a little bit more transparent, a little bit more agitating, a little bit less attractive, like relationships and such. And this is for the purpose of fine-tuning your professional future. With adequate focus, opportunities for advancement do show up. And the possibilities from the conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus could be sudden career expansion through an offer that someone else extends to you, so the quality of your connections matter. Also, flexibility is required. Bending to what is new is required. Noticing a valuable offer when it reaches you is easiest when you are ready for it. So mentally prepare for a surprising offer that seems different, that's going to be different, that could pivot your professional experience and have these positive, lucky effects on your personal life too. And better yet, consider being the creator of what the opportunity could be by being really specific about the work and focus that you put in this week. Keep your eggs in one particular basket and do the work for that basket's theme, and your opportunity will show up in that area. You have set ambitious goals for yourself, and you may have been apprehensive about being able to achieve them, and your fears are groundless, as you will find if you work accordingly to your careful plans. Your fears show up as unwarranted, and then your high hopes of realizing your expectations and enjoying this bountiful life just happens. Prepare a schedule. Write the step-by-step process to achieve the purpose you want. Follow that schedule and go all in. The weekend is a good time to downsize and declutter, and you will get addicted to making space for the new by getting rid of all of the old. And to get more from your horoscope, because there are multiple points in the chart that will work together to make the bigger picture of your personal experience, consider listening to the reading for your earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. It is a sign used in human design that not a lot of astrologers have picked up on yet. The earth sign tells you about the earthly happenings this week. So listen to the reading for Capricorn to find that out. And then there is your soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born. In human design, this is the unconscious sun sign. It's a set of traits that are naturally innate in you, that naturally come with your existence. Listening to the reading for your soul sign, which for you is Aries, lets you know what's going on behind the scenes driving this experience. And then there is the reading for your ascendant or the rising sign. Both words are used in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. Listening to that is going to give you more insight into the events of the week. This week for Leo, the sun in Taurus is a season of you getting value out of efforts in your career world. It's an excellent time to approach superiors to ask for a raise, or to sell more products in your business, or to sell a business. And if you've already put forth any of those things, you may receive good news about it this week. A side note, there are strong romance and passions going on. You may have a whole new love in your life. And if not new, if you're already married, you may be extra fertile. or planning on conceiving children. There's luck there if that's the case. Or there's also luck in gambling, stock markets, and taking a risk with a positive outcome is indicated too. The exciting Jupiter conjunction to Uranus in Taurus may show up as an investment, a sale, or a risk paying off. Taking a chance on something big, especially in areas of romance or general speculation, could go the way of this surprising turn for the better. You pride yourself on being an individual, but it bothers you that your freedom is often curtailed by these life demands. And this week could be a risk taken to achieve some more freedom from the things and the situations, maybe even the people that hold you back. Through the weekend, you realize how much your sense of identity is changing. Your goals may be different. So if you let go of a job or switch career paths unexpectedly, then great. This is profound. If you applied for something new, don't let anxiety have you checking emails and voicemails every few minutes. Whatever you've applied for, sit back and trust that because it's meant for you, it's about to come through. To get more depth from your reading, consider listening to the horoscope for your earth sign. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. The earth sign is commonly used in human design. It lets you know your literal earthly experiences. So listening to that horoscope gives you greater insight. And for you, that sign is Aquarius. Also consider listening to your soul sign. It's a sign 3 months before you were born and is said to be when your soul path developed. It's called the unconscious sign in human design, and it kind of tells you all the energies and situations that are driving your experience. For you, the soul sign is Taurus. And then there is the most event-aligned reading for the rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Virgo, the sun moving into Taurus is a light shining on a few life options that you maybe knew were a potential for you but never had considered because you've been busy sticking to what's immediately necessary. And this includes the possible revelation of some untruths, and these are things that you didn't know and you haven't had time to address because they're just coming out now. You might have to sit with some recent revelations or discover some of them this week to kind of find your point of understanding in them. It's an excellent time for travel, publishing, or dealing with legal issues, and it's also a good time to plan a move if that's relevant. Home and family life may not be the most ideal, so fixing something there could also be necessary. And the big conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus might be the brewing idea of a relocation, whether this is because of reasons and situations that come on suddenly, or it may be that the revelation of a truth that you get this week, indicating that a potential discovery is right under your feet. It's that surprising news that may come from parents or pertains to ancestry or heritage or relatives somehow that requires your immediate involvement. You could also find an increased value in something you own, which brings up the question of what to do with it. And your need for freedom is so strong, and you know that the key to freedom is using your knowledge and your possessions and your things to the best of each of their potentials. And knowledge-wise, you are keenly aware of the difference between right and wrong. But this week, consider it essential to test your thoughts out by getting a close friend's opinion before you take any action on something that you think that you create in your mind that will help. Get that second opinion before you do something that impacts you. This weekend shows that someone who is against you, there's someone who doesn't have your best interest at heart. They may be ambitious for power over you, and you become aware of this, which causes you annoyance and distress. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel in human design. It is used as a standalone analysis point. It helps you understand the earthly experiences. And for you, the earth sign is Pisces. And then there is the soul sign, which is a sign 3 months before you were born. In human design and astrology, it gives you more insight into the driving forces going on behind the scenes. Your soul sign is Gemini. And then the ascending sign, or the rising sign in astrology, is said to be the most event-aligned reading you can look into. If you don't know what your ascendant sign is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Libra, the season change into Taurus might be a little bit challenging in that slowing down is not easy for you for some reason. And that reason might be to do with other people's energies being all hyper and fast paced. It makes you feel like you need to be moving faster. And that's not actually the case. Take time with all of your tasks, especially things to do with credit, loans, taxes, and important things, or any paperwork and agreements. Don't speed through it. Be very careful to read the fine print. You may have a hectic schedule in general, but you can go at your own pace. Don't let anyone rush you. There is a lot to do, and it's maybe family and relatives that make you feel hurried. They might cause you the most inconvenience. If you are married or in a relationship, your partner might be going through a time of massive, massive change. And that could be having a knock-on effect on you too. There's less time to spend together, so neither of you should take that personally. It could also be the injection of new life and energy into a stale relationship. And if you're single, it may be somebody new on the horizon. The Jupiter conjunction to Uranus and its unexpected opportunity may occur while you're busy tending to all this normal, usual life and routine stuff, while you're doing the normal everyday thing, and then someone close to you, like a partner, business or personal, or a family member, shares something with you that's been offered to them, and it kind of requires you to get on board too. Now, it could be anything in the life of another that causes an uprooting in yours. It may include an opportunity to travel for them, or some twists and turns in their life direction that create this ripple effect to fill yours with more change and excitement than usual. You may be the supporting act here, and you must be willing to get involved in the affairs of others, to assist them, to advise them, to support them somehow. And it's not about being obligated to others, but more so a circumstantial development that you cannot escape in connection with someone important in your life. The weekend just seems to highlight how you are this central rock point for a whole bunch of people, friends and loved ones, who are going through their own self-discovery and their own power struggles, with you firmly there for them as support. To get more from your reading, consider listening to the horoscope for your earth sign. The earth sign is opposite yours on the wheel, and in human design, it's used to understand more of the earthly happenings. For you, your earth sign is Aries. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born. The soul sign is said to be when your soul path is confirmed. And it's kind of the driver of the experience. Listening to the soul sign lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And for you, this is Cancer. And then check out the reading for your rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology. This is the most event aligned reading that you can listen to. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Scorpio, the switch into Taurus season is firstly your halfway point. This is the sign opposite yours, marking the 6 month moment between your last birthday and your next. Taurus being your other sign, it's your earth sign. It tells you a lot about your experience as a check-in moment. And from here on, you get ready to move towards completion of this recent year. And now it's like the efforts of the last 6 months begin to show their outcome. So I guess you could say it's like the karmic 6 month period of results. And it's also the prep for the finalization of your year. It is a great time to reflect back on where you've experienced or enforced quality over quantity and what results you're experiencing now because of that. And it's really a good time to see where you've put the majority of your values. And even if you don't look for that, it shows up naturally through these karmic experiences of reaping what you've sown over the last 6 months. It's a time where relationships reflect or mirror your efforts, and you'll see in the environment around you whether there's any necessary need for change. It is an excellent time to discuss relationships or any matters that you face as part of a duo. So this might be in a business or other collaborative things if it's not, you know, a romantic connection. There is a message to watch for overspending, and you may be inclined to spend more than usual, but you're one of the signs who could also be getting lucky in finance this week. This might translate as getting money back that you've been waiting for, money owed to you that you never thought you were going to receive, or winning money, or a return of cash based on something being corrected and you overpaid and you are owed something back. Of course, as always, the opposite is also a potential. So please be careful of being wasteful with finances too. Work-related matters will probably benefit from new, unique, or even really tech-savvy solutions, or just generally better organization. This is where you have to adapt to new ways of doing things in order to capitalize on this luck aspect. Step outside of your usual way of approaching work and life. Doing so indicates the ability to get a lot more done. In a much shorter amount of time, the pace in general is going to quicken. You have to keep up with it. You might need these technological advancements or different organizational patterns to help, because work life picks up pace and becomes way more exciting. On a personal level, this is an excellent time to break old habits. And these are the ones that you know you should not be indulging in. I don't have to name them. You know what they are. This week's big lucky conjunction, Jupiter and Uranus, indicates rapid fluctuations in income, where you may get a sudden windfall from an unexpected source. So maybe it's that repayment that was mentioned. This equally may be unexpected expenditures, so don't get annoyed if something comes up that costs a lot. This aspect could wreak havoc with accounting stability. So it is best to be on the conservative side and not take outgoings too personally. This aspect could wreak havoc with accounting stability, so it is best to be on the conservative side. And don't take any outgoings too personally, just be super open to the fact that in whichever way finances change, up, down, left, right, round and round, it's going to be for the good if you can just be flexible with it. And especially if you've been good and generous when helping those who have asked for your assistance. So if you've been good, then, you know, expect a lot of that positive repayment for doing so coming back your way, like the karma that was mentioned. The weekend may see you all hopped up and ambitious. And if this goes too far, it turns into power struggles with others, where your intensity or theirs may appear like insubordination, which can get a little bit sticky and tricky to handle. So be careful to not push anything too far. And if you want to get more depth from your reading, consider listening to your earth sign. The earth sign is opposite yours on the wheel. In human design, the earth sign describes the earthly happenings. And for you, the earth sign is Taurus. And consider checking out the soul sign reading too. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, when it's said to be that your soul path developed. It lets you know what's driving your life situation from behind the scenes. And your soul sign is Leo. And then there is the rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology, which is going to be the most event-aligned reading for you. And if you don't know what your rising ascendant sign is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Sagittarius, the Taurus season is about dialing in your daily habits. It's about organizing the things you do, not just from the most to least important, but from the most to least valuable. So it's like, what's really of high worth to you? Like if you had the days to do whatever you wanted, let's say all the responsibilities were taken care of, what would you do with yourself? And be careful answering that, because the sign of Sagittarius does love self-indulgence over self-discipline. So maybe look for activities that are a combination of responsibility to yourself and wellness maybe, but that are also fun and exciting. This is like hobbies with benefits. The sun in Taurus for this month is about selecting quality over quantity, so try to remember that and organize a month in advance these things based around your schedule that bring value to your health, mind, body, and spirit. Office gossip seems more rife, and occasionally an office romance may begin. In general, with work, it could be that your mind is too distracted for disciplined, functional stuff, but it is good for artistic projects or any problem solving. This is also a good time to begin and stick to a consistent physical exercise routine. Your timing is better than usual. Your planning of timing is better than usual. And your physicality adapts very well to any exercise that you begin now. You get really good gains from physical exertion, and you improve in the way that fitness exercise offers improvements. You are more forceful and direct in your approach to life. You can feel more self-confident when being organized and, you know, in the enjoyable stuff, not in the monotonous work stuff, but the things that feel exciting despite being regular, habitual, or scheduled. You could also get some positive changes show up in areas of romance and investment, and you may have the urge to gamble or take on a risk. So perhaps you're one of the signs that would benefit from a little bit of a lotto ticket purchase, buying a scratch-off or something similar on the 20th of April, just to see how much luck is on your side could be fun. It does show on the 20th that a cycle begins where your path in life takes an unexpected turn. So an opportunity that has recently come your way or is coming your way opens up new possibilities that you may not have considered before. If you are restricted by the demanding obligations of your daily routine, then it's hard to adapt to change. So use your innovative ability to enjoy interesting adjustments. Enjoy them instead of fighting them. Be clever at devising new and better ways to make your day-to-day more exciting as the shifts around you work to shepherd you closer towards the next point in your journey. Four benefits. Remind yourself that this is a positive development towards freedom. If you work hard, almost exhaustively, on acquiring the professional skills needed for a career change, then you will increase your chances for success in that field. Right now, you can be whatever you want to be. So pick wisely, because with determined effort, you will achieve your goals. So make them fitting for you, make them something that you want. The weekend shows that your mindset and your beliefs change a lot. Don't get too excited and overstretch yourself too far afield because of all these positive adjustments showing up. You might just overdo it. Don't take a mile when the universe is offering an inch. Be sure to progress in small increments and don't rush. It's like that meme of the ladder with like the more frequent rungs as steps to climb the ladder rather than trying to jump these big increments. Enjoy every step of the process. To get more from your horoscope reading, consider listening to your earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and in human design it is used to learn more about the earthly happenings in your life. Your earth sign is Gemini. And then there's the soul sign, which is assigned 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your soul path is confirmed. And it's also said to be the driving force behind your experience. So your soul sign is Virgo. And then there is your rising sign. This is also known as the ascendant in astrology, and it's going to be the most event-aligned reading for you. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Capricorn, things shift into Earth season with the Sun in Taurus, so this is your element. You should be moving into your element. You can focus on having more fun. That would be a good direction to pursue. It's like while everyone else is knuckling down, that's your usual pace. So it's time to do what you don't usually do and take your foot off of the accelerator pedal and go for some self-indulgence. While others are finding it hard to hyper-focus on doing the responsible thing, you're finding it equally hard to kick back and cut loose. If there is romance in your life, then let it lead you towards fun. Let another person treat you like royalty or shower you with affection and gifts. And if it's not love with other, then self-love works. You treat yourself, that's the way to go. And whether you're spoken for or not, this is a good time for romance to develop and strengthen. And outside of romance, you might simply find it easier to express yourself creatively and openly. If you feel mildly restless and uncontented, and you desire more, and then it might just be a sign to work on things like a personal project that satisfies you. Interestingly, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction could indicate an opportunity coming your way that is difficult to take advantage of because it comes at just completely the most inconvenient time. Interestingly, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction may indicate an opportunity coming your way that is very difficult to take advantage of due to it coming at completely the most inconvenient time. So you may need to travel to make the most of something, or travel to fix something, or travel to accept an offer of something. Despite the challenge, your enthusiasm is boundless, and there are almost unlimited avenues for you to take, so you may realize an unusual or a different way so that you don't really miss out on the blessing or the luck or the opportunity thing that shows up. Think of creative, unique, new, different ways to accept that thing that has been offered to you that is difficult to just take in a regular fashion. As long as you don't put off jumping into action, you will find a way to make it yours. So basically, if, you know, things are not filling your heart with joy, then walk away from them, do something else. If something isn't feeling successful to you or satisfying, then change. Switch one hobby for another or take an entirely new approach with a project. For some Capricorn, this could be news of a pregnancy or giving birth, and if that's not you, then somewhere else in the family, which could show up at the weekend as a time of serious focus on matters to do with relatives. And to get more from your reading, consider listening to your earth sign. The earth sign is the sign earth was in when you were born, and in human design, it lets you know more about the earthly happenings. Your earth sign is Cancer. And then there is the soul sign, which is assigned 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path is confirmed. And in human design, it's considered the driving force behind the scenes of your experience. Your earth sign is Libra. And then there is the rising sign, also known as the ascendant in astrology. And this is the most event-aligned reading for the week. If you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Aquarius, the sun in Taurus is a lot of home shift. There's a need to focus on quality in pursuit of where you're going to live or anything to do with home, food, family. It could also be a beneficial time of amazingness for a family member, or just in general good news comes from your parents or in regards to them, from your siblings, from your children. And this news could call for celebration at some point over the next 4 weeks. There is just some excitement in your social surrounding one way or another. And someone who is experiencing success or a positive time, they may have some advice to offer you, or they may want to help or share information with you. And you would do well to take what is relevant from them and leave what is not. Just don't completely ignore it altogether. That would be a missed opportunity for sure. Especially if it's coming from someone who is going through a particularly positive, inspiring time. They might have something valuable to share. The Jupiter conjunct Uranus aspect could indicate the start of this big change in living location. So if you are ready to sell a home or end a lease or just move somewhere massively, then putting down on that and making it formal this week might be the best thing you can do. Just stay alert to the opportunity for moving and following that path of moving somewhere else also has a knock-on effect of benefits within your career aspirations too. You know, your childhood may have been a certain way, and that was the way your parents figured was best. But now you need to function in your own way, which is very different from how you grew up. You want to become independent of responsibilities that you feel are not truly yours to fulfill. These are not the things that are your personal priorities and values, even though you were told they were important. And now it's a chance to craft the most independent life of your own by moving. By freeing yourself, by living outside of what's considered normal. And that's likely to be your biggest dream and best option. The end of the week gets intense with you committing to being a rebel, but healthily so for your future. Doing your own thing may bring up some questions from others, and it's important to not let their concern become your reason for falling back into tradition or holding back. So either don't share your plans with others so that you can avoid all their negative input, or just learn how to still do what you want, even in the face of other people's disagreement. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. And in human design, it gives you kind of insights on the earthly happenings. Your earth sign is Leo. And then there's the soul sign, which is a sign 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your soul path is confirmed. And in human design, it indicates the driving force that's driving all your life experiences from behind the scenes. Your soul sign is Scorpio. And then there is the reading for your rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology. This is going to be the most event-aligned reading for the week. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Pisces, Taurus season is a time of looking closely at your communication. This is mainly whether you're satisfied with the way people in your life talk to each other and talk to you, and you talk to them. You might experience silent treatment somewhere. And if it's not you giving it out, maybe it's silent treatment being put onto you. Particularly, conversation with relatives, neighbours and siblings are highlighted. And when communication is all kind of weird, then your thoughts go wild. This is not the time to believe everything your mind conjures up or everything you read. Because it may be that your mind is running on a little bit of anxiety, or the world is just sharing news full of anxiety. Or if it's not being anxious, then you might be a bit scatterbrained. So make sure you are eating brain food. Make sure you're getting plenty of good fats this week. You might have a lot more work to do, which could be a welcome outlet. And you may have also maybe an expensive purchase to make, like a technological gadget or machine. Or it's just that other costs add up. But try your best to see this as a valuable investment. Don't be hard on yourself for any increasing outgoings. It is for a good reason and it's not forever. The Jupiter conjunct Uranus aspect might be a surprising development in your work or your home or your family life. It's some money in, it's more pay, it's better working conditions. All of those are an option if you've done the things that lead to those, or if you've just let it all be without being part of a proactive change, watching things deteriorate instead of sticking up for the correct thing, then you may find the opposite. And if it is family matters and you've been operating via correct morals and values, choosing the right over the wrong behaviours, then this week's surprise increases value in that space of your life. But if you've been in conflicts with someone, then surprising news might show where things in your life have become too damaged or just left to go bad, or where boundaries may have been misplaced. Be aware that there may also be a transport issue too. Gemini news from within the family could be kept a secret and you sense this. But if everything has been in positive, supportive alignment, then any good news in the family has this complete rippling effect, blessing everybody within your clan. The end of the week, you must make sure to get rest in equal measures to your work. Make sure to get enough sleep to avoid feeling ill and weak of health by the time that Sunday comes. To get more from your horoscope, consider listening to your earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and in human design, it allows you to see more of the earthly happenings. Your earth sign is Virgo. And then there's the soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your soul path was confirmed. The soul sign is like the driving force behind your experience. So your soul sign is Sagittarius. And then the most event-aligned reading you can listen to is for your rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. That is it for this episode. Next week's episode is the green light for life to get moving again. After whatever this week's offer of luck is, next week Mercury goes direct. And a full moon in Scorpio is the ultimate detox potential. Make sure you follow the show and share this with anyone that you feel could benefit from this information too. Until next episode, bye!